You know, I was thinking today about cares of life and burdens and, you know, and somebody talked about how, oh, I got a heavy load and so forth. But, you know, the scripture says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I'm reading NIV. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, the theme of these verses is that we're not supposed to be burdened down. You know, have you ever been driving on a road and there's a bridge and it says load limit? Anybody ever notice that? You know, like 2 tons or something. Well, if you got a 4-ton truck, you better not go on that bridge, because it's not going to hold it up. You know, we need to realize that we are not designed to carry burdens or weight. We're not designed for that. In fact, we need to have a sign that says load limit, no burdens, no cares. That's what we're supposed to have, you know. But we got to realize that carrying burdens is not God's way of helping us. He wants us to let him carry the burdens. Do you realize that whenever you're always carrying burdens around, that you're not designed to carry, that you are hurting yourself spiritually, you're hurting yourself physically and mentally in every way? You know, now burdens and cares come and loads come in different forms. You know, thoughts can be a burden. You know, you think about things you have no control over. You think about what people ought to do. It's what you need to do, what you need to do, and let them alone. You know, you don't need to be burdening yourself with, you know, well, they should do this and they should do that and they should do the other. You know, everybody, I tell my pastoral class that I'm teaching on effective pastoring, I tell them everybody in the church knows how the pastor ought to do something besides the pastor. That's a burden that y'all don't need to carry. That's my responsibility, to know what to do with the church. Come on now, don't look at me like that. It's the truth. And I told him, I grew up in some of those little small Pentecostal church. My dad was pastor. And in those, the smaller the church, the worse it is. You know, you can get burdened down thinking about the unknown future. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. Come on, don't look at me like that. A lot of people get, I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. Hey, the future's in God's hands. Let God take care of it. Follow him, you'll be all right.
That's right.
You know, and then thinking about what somebody's done to you. Well, I tell you what, they just treated me horrible. They just did me bad. Well, that's their problem, not yours. You got to let it go. You carry it around with you, you're going to get in trouble. And a real big one is thoughts of regret over what has already happened. You can't change it. If it's wrong, you ask God to forgive you. If it was a stupid mistake, then don't do it again. Come on, don't. There's a lot of things that you know, a lot of people try to make everything spiritual. There's some things that's not spiritual. It's just that you made a stupid mistake.
You don't have to wonder what I'm saying, because I say it like it is. That's what one guy told me. He said, "Boy, Pastor, we don't have to try to figure out what you're talking about." I said, "No, nobody's ever had to do that, because I say it like it is." And my wife sometimes say I'm too blunt, but I found out that most people are not blunt enough. You know, I worked for a guy one time right back when I was a teenager, and he called all of us in and talked to us. And then we all went out to go back to our job, and one guy looked at me, and another guy looked at another guy, and they said, "Does he want us to do that, or does he not want us to do that?" You know, he was so, I don't know, diplomatic or whatever you want to call it, that when we walked out of there, we didn't know what we were supposed to do. We didn't know whether we were supposed to do something or we wasn't supposed to do it. You know, I found out it's better just to be right down, you know, straight on. Maybe I'm too blunt sometimes, but it's better. I find it's better to be blunt than it is to try to go around the corner. So, you know, I tell you what, worry is a burden you don't need to carry. Most of the time, most people, if you know, you do a little study on this, you find most people, the things they're worrying about are things that they can't change anyway. Or something that will never happen. Oh, I'm just afraid this is going to happen. I'm afraid that's going to happen. That's, you know, anybody ever seen anybody like that? You know, that's why the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:8, that Paul says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things." You know, words are containers. They can either be burdens or they can be words of joy. They can be words of doubt and unbelief, or they can be words of belief. Yes. They can be words of depression, yes. Doubt. You know, words are like a container. They carry something. You can walk into a room and you weren't even there, but when you walk into that room, you can tell that cross words have been spoken in that room. How many know what I'm talking about? Words create an atmosphere. And words will create an atmosphere of burdens, or they'll create an atmosphere where you're free from burdens. You know, some people, they're always wanting to burden you down with the latest gossip. "Well, have you heard what this up and done?" They want to tell you something bad about everybody. You know, have you ever noticed most of the time when people are talking about somebody, it's always bad. They don't ever talk much about the good. Newspaper don't ever say a whole lot about the good. It's always the bad. The news always on the bad side. You know, we're not designed to carry that sort of thing. Man, when somebody starts talking to you about bad about another person, immediately tell them, "My ears are not garbage cans. I don't want to hear that." Because I don't care how hard you try sometimes, words, if you ever noticed in a trial, especially either one of the attorneys, they try to get a word, or they'll say something, they'll say la 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 la, you know, whatever it is, and the other attorney will say that they object to it. The judge says okay, and he tells the court clerk, he said, erase that, you know, because there's always there somebody there recording everything, take that out. But you know what, you can't get it out of the minds of those jurors that are sitting over there. And so you have to be careful of your words,
that you don't put burdens on somebody with your words. Okay? Now, another burden is unconfessed sins. You know, it never dwells alone. Unconfessed sin doesn't dwell alone. It is accompanied by guilt, condemnation, fear, and all of these things burden down your soul. But when you confess your sin to God, you get rid of that burden, according to 1 John 1:9, because our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Immediately, you let it go. Don't think about it no more. Turn that, let that burden go. Now, another thing that people do is they take on other people's problems. You're not designed to carry somebody else's problems. Don't make somebody else's, some other people's problem your problem. You can't control what others do. You can control what you do, though. I can't control what Brother Bill does. He's his own person. He has to take care of himself. You know, it says here, remember, you don't have to answer for somebody else's actions. You got to answer for your action. Your action. What you do. What you say. Well, I don't think they should have done that. I don't think, hey, maybe they shouldn't, but that's not your problem. Amen. You know, hurts and offenses that you've not dealt with are a burden. See, we're talking about load limits. We are designed to have a load limit of zero. You're not designed to carry hurts. If you're carrying them, you're exceeding your load limit. And what happens when you exceed a load limit? Danger. You exceed a load limit on a bridge, there's a possibility that you're going to end up in the river. Possibility that bridge is going to break. But if you go over it, if it don't break, you will cause structural damage to it. We're not designed to carry that. But Proverbs 18:14 says, a man's spirit sustains him in sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear it? Man, if you're carrying hurts and offenses, that's too big a load for you to carry. You're not supposed to carry any of that. Man, I tell you what, I'm just start talking to you out of my heart tonight about loads, but I see people carrying around too much baggage. I mean, they're carrying around stuff that they don't even need to be carrying around. The devil coming on, jump on their shoulder and reminds them of everything they ever done wrong, and they start thinking about that, and the next thing you know, they're sliding down the hill backwards. Hey, once you have asked for forgiveness, once you have turned away, forget it and go on. Yes, sir. Don't carry the load. Right. Yes. Yes. Now, it's all right to be concerned about somebody and pray for somebody, but don't carry the burden. Oh, they shouldn't be doing that. Oh, I'm just so concerned about them. Well, you can be concerned about them and pray for them without picking up their burden and carrying it. Uh-oh. Well, I guess I better go on. I was fixing to say something else, but I guess I won't. Whatever form the burdens are coming to you, God does not expect you to carry them. You know, carrying all of your burdens and all of your problems won't solve them. Actually, when you're carrying load around that you shouldn't be carrying around, it increases your problem. You ever notice that as you're going along the interstates and the highways, they have something they call way stations? Yes, sir. Yes, What are those there for? They're there for the protection of the roads and bridges. Because each truck is designed to carry so much weight. When they're overloaded, it causes a problem for the highway. And if you get too many overloaded trucks running over the same road time and time again, it will begin to wear a rut in the road, especially the asphalt roads. Those weigh stations are there for a reason. Each truck is designed to have so much weight on each axle. In the same way, as we're traveling our Christian journey, we have to stay within the load limits of the Scripture. If you're going to go on the highway, you got to be in the load limit. I think I saw the other day, we went by up there, just as you go across, we was going up the 44, and just as you go into Missouri, there's a way station there. Anybody notice that? I saw a truck here and another truck with the trailer backed up, and they were taking load off of this trailer and putting it into that one because this truck was overloaded. They were having to unload it because it was overloaded. See, we as Christians, we need to travel our Christian journey and stay within the load limits. And if you are not on zero at your load limit right now, you're overloaded. You need to unload. Anybody get anything out of this? I know I'm approaching this in a different way, you know, but carrying loads that you were not designed to carry will cause you to walk in darkness instead of light. The darkness of despair and depression. The darkness of doubt and unbelief. Darkness of fear and worry. Fatigue and sickness. It's time for us to realize that we need to unload. Look at your neighbor and say, are you loaded down? If you are, unload. See, it says, come on, Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You see, God has designed it where we don't carry burdens. We're not supposed to. Philippians 4:6 says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Don't be anxious. That means don't be all uptight carrying burdens and so forth. Now, 1 Peter 5:7, you know it. Cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast your burdens on him. You're supposed, and when you say, when you mention the word cast, what does it say to you? Throw. Get rid of it. That's what you're supposed to do with your burdens. Well, somebody said he throwed his Bible. Well, it's just a piece of paper. Don't hurt nothing. You know, there's some people, they think this is the Word of God, but it has to be in our heart. It's just paper. You know, you shouldn't treat it badly, but I didn't have nothing else to throw, I couldn't throw this because I lose my notes. Cast means to throw away from you. You take a fishing rod and you cast out with it. Now, a lot of, but then you reel it back in. There are a lot of people, oh, Lord, I'm going to give you my burden. I'll give you. They cast their burden, but then they reel them right back in. Yeah. You know, so it reminds me, you know, and if you've been in the Marines or the Army, I don't know about the Air Force and the Navy, but I know the Marines and the Army guys, we go on marches and we got a pack on. And we got all of our field equipment in there, and we got a half, I don't know what they do now, but back when I was in, you had half of a tent shelter. And a partner had the other half of it. And you put them together, and you got a little pup tent that both of you can get in. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you got all that equipment, and you got it all in there, you know. And you've been marching, and they call a halt, and they say, we're going to take a rest. And man, it feels so good. Don't let that pack just slide off, you know. And then you put it on the ground and you use it. You can lay back on it, lay down on it, make a pillow out of it. Rest. There's Greg. He's a old Marine. He knows what I'm talking about. How many of you Army guys or Marines know what I'm talking about, man? Wasn't it fun just to get rid of that pack, even just for a few minutes? But I've seen people come down and pray. When I was a kid, I know Dad used to call people down to the altar when he's pastoring. And he'd call them down and pray about their burdens. And, oh, Lord, I'm going to leave my burdens here. They'd get up from that altar. They'd do like we had to do whenever they'd blow the whistle for us to be back in formation. You got to pick that pack up and put it back on and go again. They come down and they pray. All right, I'm giving them to you, Lord. But you can see they pick them up and take them right back with them. Oh, how many times people do that? They pray, but then they turn around and pick it back up. God is big enough to carry all your burdens and mine and everybody else's. He's bigger than all your stress. He's bigger than all your cares. He's bigger than all your worries that I have or anybody else has or you have put together. God can handle it. You can't. Tell someone, God can take all the burdens. How do you unload your burden? Just like I said, cast. Cast. All your care, your anxiety, your burdens. Cast your cares on the Lord. How? With your mouth. With your mouth. Not the pastor's mouth. Not your friend. Not your spouse. Not your neighbor. Your mouth. Your burdens need to hear your voice saying, you're out of here. I'm giving you to God. Financial burden, I'm giving you to God. Grandkids burden, I'm giving you to God. Kids, whatever it is, whatever the burden is, you need to say, I give it to God. I cast it on him. And don't pick it back up. Your burdens need to hear your voice. They need to know. Your words get rid of your burdens. Your words either increase your burden or they release your burden. It depends on what you say. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I just don't know about that. Now, I've heard that preached before, but I just don't know. You just increased your burden. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. The enemy wants you to be so burdened down that you can't get the promises of God working in your life, and then he's got you. Y'all getting anything out of this? Your words. Release your burdens into God's arena and he takes care of them. Your words activate the power of God to take your burdens. Now, I'm talking about solving your problem. I'm talking about bringing the supply of whatever it is that you need. I'm talking about stepping into deliverance. I'm talking about coming out of depression. I'm talking about coming out of despair. I'm talking about rising up to the level that God wants you to live at. My dad used to say it all the time, and I see it myself now. Most Christians are living far below the level that God wants them to live at. Anybody ever heard my dad say that? I know some of you heard him say that. Christians are living far below the level that they should be living at. The reason they are because they're all burdened down. They hadn't turned their burdens loose and let their burdens go over on God, and they're carrying them. You can only go so far up a hill with your burdens. You ever watch these tractor pulls? They take off, and there's weight back there. And as they go forward, that weight increases, increases, increases until they stop. That tractor that has 4, 5, 6 motors on it, probably got 2,000 horsepower. But there comes a time going down that strip that burden becomes too heavy for that engine to pull it anymore. Do you realize that's the same thing that's happening to you? The devil wants to keep putting the burdens on you, putting the burdens on you, putting the burdens on you, putting the burdens on you until he wears you out and takes you away from the things of God. That's what he wants to do. And it's not up to God to release it. It's up to you to release those burdens. He's already done everything he's going to do about you getting rid of your burdens. You're going to have to do it. He said, told you right there, cast them on him. He already said it. Oh, God, take these burdens. He ain't going to take them. Yeah, you can cast them, but he's not going to reach down and take them. He expects you to do it. I remember one of the supernatural visitations that my dad had with the Lord. And some of you probably read it in the book or heard him tell it himself. He was talking to the Lord, and this little imp-like creature came up and started waving his arms and chattering and put out some kind of smoke screen. And he could hear the Lord. He could still hear the Lord's voice, but couldn't understand what he's saying. He couldn't see him anymore. And he kept waiting for Jesus to do something about it. And finally he just said, get out of here in the name of Jesus. And the thing took off and ran off. And Jesus told him, said, if you hadn't have done anything about that, I couldn't. That's right. And he said, what? He said, because I have given the power to the church. The church, meaning the ecclesia. The ones that are saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our... And I'm getting into. I did my Sunday morning message, and I'm getting into it right now. I got to back out of this now. But hey, we've got to do something about it. You've got to do something about casting your burdens. It's time to cast your burdens. Every day, the devil gonna try to put something on you. So every day, you need to cast. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to cast your burden right now? Every day the devil tries to put, how many of you every day the devil try to put some kind of burden on you? Somebody comes across your path telling you something or doing something. Everybody stand up right now. I want you just to, hey, I'm not going to do it for you. You got to hear your own mouth and talk loud enough you can hear yourself. You know, some people, they want to do it silently. No, get your mouth open and get some oomph behind your words. You know, my dogs, they don't mind me when I come out there and I want them to do something. And I just sit there, it's called a whisper. They don't pay no attention to that. I have to open my mouth and say, hey, no. I say no more. They come get in gear because they recognize the authority. Your burdens got to recognize your authority. Right now, you just start telling your burdens, hey, I cast it on right now. Burdens, I'm casting it on you. Every burden in my life, I cast it on you right now. I cast that financial burden out. I cast sickness out. I cast depression out. Whatever it is, unforgiveness, I cast it out right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got something you want to sing, Patrick?
My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life. Yes, my God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life. Sing it again. My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life. Yes, my God is big enough. He's more than strong enough to handle every burden in my life. So I leave it there. I choose to leave it there.
I don't have to live life burdened down. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Where did you get anything out of this tonight? I don't know whether you call it a sermon or not, or what you call it. I mean, but I just talked to you about that. I was looking at that this afternoon and looking through and seeing what that, and that just came, those notes. I've got hundreds of pages of notes, and I said, Lord, what do people need tonight? And I just start looking through all those notes, and all of a sudden one of them was, hey, that's it right there. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you needed that tonight? Glory to God. Yeah, now I know why I did that. Hallelujah. Hey, if you happen to be in this place tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know Him before you leave here. If you happen to need to rededicate your life, or you just need to know some experience with God, you don't know whether you're really born again or not. You go to church, but you don't know. Listen, you see the ladies here and the men over here, as we're dismissed, y'all come down here and they'll pray with you. You won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for any reason, for anything, Holy Spirit, healing, somebody to agree with you about something, come down and they'll pray with you. Remember all the announcements, okay? I don't know what all they are that Brother Bill talked about, but you do. Read them in your bulletin. There's a lot in there. You might miss something if you don't read that bulletin, okay? Praise the Lord. We'll see you Sunday morning right here. 9 o'clock school of the Bible, 10 o'clock morning worship. Turn around, shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to live burden free. I don't know about you. If you need prayer for anything, for any reason, Come to the front now. Come to the front now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless.